Restaurants in large cities.
While in New York in the winter of 1901, I received light in regard to the work in that great city. Night after night, the course of our great brethren should pursue passed before me. In greater New York, the message is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. God will raise up laborers for this work, and his angels will go before them. Though our large cities are fast reaching a condition similar to the condition of the world before the flood, though they are as Sodom for wickedness, yet there are in them many honest souls who, as they listen to the startling truths of the Advent message, will feel the conviction of the Spirit. New York is ready to be worked. In that great city, the message of truth will be given with the power of God. The Lord calls for workmen. He calls upon those who have gained an experience in the cause to take up and carry forward in his sphere the work to be done in New York and in other large cities of America. He calls also for means to be used in this work. It was presented to me that we should not rest satisfied because we have a vegetarian restaurant in Brooklyn, but that others should be established in other sections of the city. The people living in one part of greater New York do not know what is going on in other parts of that great city. Men and women who eat at the restaurants established in different places will become conscious of an improvement in health. Their confidence once gained, they will be more ready to accept God's special message of truth. Wherever medical missionary work is carried on in our large cities, cooking schools should be held. And wherever a strong educational missionary work is in progress, a hygienic restaurant of some sort should be established, which shall give a practical illustration of the proper selection and the healthful preparation of foods. When in Los Angeles, I was instructed that not only in various sections of that city, but in San Diego and in other tourist resorts of Southern California, health restaurants and treatment rooms should be established. Our efforts in these lines should include the great seaside resorts. As the voice of John the Baptist was heard in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord," so must the voice of the Lord's messengers be heard in the great tourist and seaside resorts.